KN4VWA, Steve again. I was just wondering how far down you've made it. Have you made it past exit 54?
Thanks for the call back, Steve. I am actually, looks like I'm coming up on Centerville.
You're down around mile marker 30-something, aren't you?
Yeah, one thing about this road is traffic moves pretty good, and if you don't move with it, it'll run you over.
You're absolutely right about that, and 85 at exit 54 on Pelham Road is the proof of that, because generally they average about one or two accidents every 3 days or 4 days through there. Somebody manages to bang into somebody and bend the fender and block the whole place up for a few hours. So either that or some construction will block it up. So well, that's good, man. You made it through pretty good. So it must be flowing this morning.
And you sound a lot better. I just passed mile marker 30. And today it just seems like the issue today seems like there's been a couple tractor trailers that blew their tires. And you know, when they blow their tires, all that rubber crap being all over the road. People swerve left and people swerve right, but knock on wood, I probably cursed myself, but knock on wood, no traffic jams yet. But I do see in front of me a pretty dark sky, so it looks like there must be some rain up ahead.
Okay, well, they said there was a little bit coming in this way, so maybe it's coming. Man, we've had beautiful weather so far today. We had plenty of rain and overcast yesterday. Sunshine today. But in the meantime, that's good. I'm glad you made it through. And let's see, at exit 30, you're about 29 now. You're going to be coming up into Anderson. Nice little place to stop and get fuel and snacks and lunch and all kind of good stuff there at exit 19. As a matter of fact, have you ever heard of Bucky's?
Nope, I have to say that's a new one for me, Steve.
New one for us around here, too, because it's one of those Midwestern mega truck stops. You know, one of those massive, everything including the grocery store kind of deals. And there's going to be one built down there at exit, I can't remember the exact exit number, but it's right there where the QT is, the QT station. I believe it's like 23. So, yeah, if you ever have to come back through here again, you'll have to stop and just do the tourist thing on the Bucky's. I'm yet to go in one, but I've seen them on TV, and they're just massive.
Knowing that, this is a drive that I can see myself doing for many years. I've been doing it for about 3 years now. My one daughter lives in Winston-Salem, and my son, he's stationed in Florida, and he has a house in Florida. Because he's a pilot, he's got to be there. I think he's still got at least 7 more years. So, and I like to discover new places, you know, on these drives. It makes it more pleasant. So I appreciate knowing that, Steve. Bucky's, I'll have to remember that. This is KC2 AEI.
Your son, is he in the Navy?
Yeah, he's a pilot in the Air Force. And he actually is being deployed to Singapore for 6 months next week. So that's why I'm coming down and spending time with him before he goes.
Okay. Well, so
what is he, air cargo, mats, is he Air Command, do they call it, or is he fighters, or what's his MOS? He's a captain. He flies a prop plane. They call them heavies. It's not a C-130, and he is in the Air Force Special Operations, so... they do all kinds of specialized things. he originally was supposed to go to Africa and was happy that they changed it so that instead of staying in a canvas tent, he'll be in a hotel.
Roger, I know what you mean. My son is a aviation electronics in the Navy, and he was stationed at Pensacola for a short time.
Yeah, sure. It's that whole part of Florida there, that whole universe is just, I tell you, you don't need to, you can't, you'll never pay for an air show if you go down to that part of Florida and surf fish as much as I do, because you're on the beach surf fishing and there's all kinds of military aircraft flying around. It's really pretty fascinating, really. But is he still in the Navy?
Came out. He made E6, and his qualification, he was qualified on electronics on F-18s, UH-60s, and one more, I can't remember what it was. So they were heavy personnel-wise in those areas. So when he tried to move up to E6, there just weren't any berths open. So he says, hey, I'm going to the civilian area. I'm going to make some money.
He's pretty sharp to do that kind of work, so my guess is he doesn't have any problem finding good work. And that's one of the benefits, you know, of the military coming out of school is if you pick the right area, you can learn a whole lot, make a good career after the military. So I don't have a military background myself, but my experience has been, I'm pretty impressed with what they offer these young people today. So I'm heading down there to spend a week with him. We like to surf fish, cook, and we like to cook the fish that we catch. So we're fingers crossed that the fish are biting, but if not, I'll enjoy his company. Steve, does your son live around here?
About 4 miles south of the North Carolina state line in South Carolina, just north of Spartanburg. And, my son didn't have any trouble getting work. They came, all these companies came and recruited him, and he went to Iraq for a year and to Afghanistan for a year as a civilian contractor. He made in 2.5 years, he made like $750,000 and foghorned it, saved it, and now he's doing civilian contract stuff over with the Navy in Orange Park, Florida, or Fleming Island, Florida, at the Navy base.
That really is terrific, and I worked in schools in my career, and it wasn't until the end of my career when I really came to understand the opportunities that the military has for kids. You know, so instead of graduating and going to work at a fast food place, you can graduate, learn a skill, and make some good money after that. So, yeah, my son, I think he's got, I think, 7 or 6 more years in, and then he'll probably move and do the commercial thing. So, good way to make a living.
With conditions the way they are right now, they'll snap him up so fast it'll make it to its best. He'll make some really good money. But then again, the military is probably going to be throwing a lot of money at him to keep him in.
Yeah, they probably will. His thing is he is stationed in Florida, and he was raised in Western New York, and he's an avid hunter, an avid fisherman, and so I think he would like to be able to enjoy those. It's a little bit easier when you're a civilian to enjoy those hobbies, because when it's deer season. And you're in the private sector, you can take time off. And when you're in the military, you just do what they tell you, right?
Absolutely. And depending on what hot zone is hot, they keep you jumping. Well, listen, I just pulled into my next destination. I have to go in and pay some taxes at the tax office in Spartanburg County, so fun, give some more of my money away. Listen, you travel safe, but I enjoyed it. You take it easy. You're just about to leave the state. So, have fun. Enjoy your visit with your son. 73, it's KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Appreciate you calling back, and I also enjoy the conversation. It makes the drive easier, and plus it's always great whenever you can connect with a fellow ham. So, 73, and hopefully I'll see you on this repeater on another trip. Take care.
DJC, N4 DJC and 0TR. 0TR, clear.
Q2A, check that for me.
Morning, Dave. How's your day going? Mine's not going too good. I got a RF problem here. But I'm working on it in 0TR.
Well, you're definitely a little noisy into the machine. I don't know, are you home or are you in your vehicle?
I'm sitting downstairs here in the basement.
You were pretty clean that time, but before you, just a minute ago, I'm in Greensville, just had to condemn a unit, and I got these nice young couple. I worked on their unit some months ago, got it up and running, and it finally bit the dust, so I gotta change out a condenser real quick tomorrow morning.
Dave, I think I got a problem with the microphone cable here. Chad mentioned that the other day, and be sure to tell me if something like that occurs. I appreciate it. I'll run and find me another microphone. I got a brand new one here someplace.
I'll let you know if you start crackling again, but yeah, I got to run to the supply house and get a few things, and I wish I had my trailer today. I'd do it today. But I'm going to change it out in the morning, first thing in the morning.
Is it a Sear 13?
Yeah, and it's a 14 sear. It's a 13 sear that's there, but it's all 410, and the air handler is in good shape, so I can just upgrade the condenser. The condenser it blew its the compressor blew its terminals, so it I don't know who worked on it before I did. Long for this world, I guess.
Go in it. It's toast then, without any question. I just wonder if they left the terminals loose on it or made bad terminations.
Loose terminals is where the plug plugs onto to the compressor, and what happens when they overheat and they start arcing, the terminal blows right out, and then it dumps all the freon. And it's really, and it's out of warranty, so to put a compressor in, it's not, you don't want to do a compressor. Just change the whole unit for the cost of the compressor.
Without question, that's correct. All that bacon like stuff around there gets cooked real good, doesn't it?
KB2HX S Mobile, yeah, pretty much. You know, it cooked itself. I don't know how, but I don't know. I guess when it blew the terminals and dumped everything out, the compressor locked up and tried to start, and took out the capacitor and then just burned itself up. So, yeah, there's no coming back from that, especially if it's out of warranty.
Dead bird. Yeah, I've not run into that one in particular, but I think they've stopped using Bakelite in a lot of places. I don't know. They used to use a lot of Bakelite in Relane, and Melamine was another one. It's kind of a reddish, high dielectric insulator. But that Bakelite, I think, is one of the most abhorrent smells I've ever smelled in my life.
Listen, I'm coming down the other side of Paris Town, so I'm going to lose a machine here, Tom. Let me cut you loose here. I'll catch up with you a little bit later on the way home. N0TR, KB2HXS.
No problem, Dave. I just want to say good morning. Have a nice day. KB2HXS in 0TR, clear.
You do the same, Tom. Have a good day. KB2HXS out.